Hello, you're listening to People, Pets, and Vets with Dr. Brad Miller and registered veterinary technician Angel Martin.
Hey, everyone.
Each week, we bring you current events and news in the veterinary industry and share our thoughts and perspective on how they impact us in our animal hospital. We also try to give you an insight and behind-the-scenes glance at our clinic and the people in it. This episode 69 is once again being brought to you by Georgia Veterinary Associates, a family of animal hospitals caring for your family pet.
I feel like we're watching Delilah.
What does that mean?
Have you ever listened to that radio station? Usually like FM radio, but it's like late at night and I don't know. She just has this soothing, like monotone voice.
So and it's Delilah.
Mm-hmm.
So is that?
She's like a radio personality. I don't know what channel she comes on or whatever, but like I definitely used to listen to
her.
Did
you say it's XM radio?
No, it's like FM radio.
Okay. I kind of zoned out there, but so funny you should say that.
Why?
Because my number two son, Jared, commented on our marketing meeting notes by my number one son, Asher, the other day.
Do you call them number one and number two?
I do.
Do you really?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I kind of relate. I mean, when not necessarily to them, but when I'm talking about them.
So when you're done telling your story about your number two, I'm going to tell you a story about the nail salon.
Okay. All right. I'm not sure where that's going. But anyway, number two put on number one's notes like to me, like, and no monotone dad. So it's very funny that you're like, hello, you're listening to
I mean, it certainly could put people dads to sleep, and hopefully that's not what we're doing, but...
Well, I'm trying to kind of tone it down because we're having trouble with our audio equipment for the last couple of months, I feel like.
And for
so
sure.
We tried to record the podcast. This podcast is being recorded on the day it should have gone out, which is Monday. But we tried for 2 hours yesterday and things just got all messed up. So
yeah. Thank you, Dr. Brad Miller.
Yeah, that was all my fault for
sure.
Okay, so real
quick, let me tell you my nail salon story.
Okay.
So I guess not this weekend, but the weekend before, I went to get a pedicure at the nail salon.
Okay.
Full garb, PPE, face mask, all that
jazz,
right? Both. That's just how the world is these days, right? So I'm sitting there in the chair, and I'm listening to one of the nail techs say number 12 and about her family, about how number 12 wants to get together on July 4th, but number 6 says that they're too busy. And like the lady that she's working on looks at her and she's like, what are you talking about, number 12 and number 6? She was like, oh, my aunts.
What?
Like, she doesn't call
her... I thought
there
were, like, people in the chairs or something.
No. She's talking about her family members. She doesn't call her aunts by their first names. She calls them by the number, I guess,
wow,
that they're assigned. So the whole family knows them as number 6 and number 12. And I'm sure there's, like, a 1 through 5 and a 7 through 11 as well in there somewhere.
That's funny.
But it was just so funny. It's the fact that you call
number
your kids
son,
number 1
number
and number 2.
Number 2 son, yes. Number 1 daughter. She usually trumps number one son and number two son.
Oh, wow.
In many instances. So, but along
those
same...
I hope they're not listening to that. That's really mean.
Yeah, me too. along those same lines, like, you know that Brother Alan calls, like, Brother Brad, Brother Chris.
Yes.
Cousin this, nephew that. So, he started that, like,
but
maybe...
It's mostly like a him thing and like your brother thing, right? Like my sister and I call each other sister. Like, hey, sister.
Yeah.
But
that's his way of distinguishing.
Like,
and
our whole
kind of
family doesn't know us as sister. You know what I mean? Like, just like your whole family doesn't know you as Brother Brad.
Yeah.
Right? But like, their whole family knows them as number 11. Like, aunt
that,
number
yeah,
11.
Yeah, that's weird.
That
so,
is so weird.
Like, Aunt Melanie, Melanie, I don't even know what number. You're going to have to text me and tell me what number you would be. Lucky Brother Alan's wife, Melanie.
What number aunt she would be?
Well, no, just like, I mean, it's not like, you didn't say aunt 6, aunt 12. You just said 6 and 12.
Yes, I would assume that they
so,
would know. I don't
like,
know.
How do they keep up with brother, sister, aunt, uncle, grandpa, grandma? So you're just a number in that family.
You're going
evidently.
Down the rabbit hole. I just thought it was funny that they knew who they were talking about, referring to them as numbers.
So you finally went and got your mani pedi, whatever they say. I know you were very reluctant for a while.
I was for a long time. Mm-hmm. Yep. I let my guard down a little bit, and I don't know if it was the right thing to do or not, right? Because like now here we are, suddenly the numbers are going up. I sent an email out this morning to our staff, and I think it was very true. The numbers are going up in our state, in our counties, and in our hospitals.
Yeah. We're starting to see some positives indirectly related to staff and directly related to staff. And yeah. So
it's definitely getting a little, what do they call, closer to home.
Yeah, a little more real, closer to home.
Mm-hmm. Than it had been, you know, for the last 3 or 4 months.
So this morning coming into work, I'm thinking, like, how long have we been doing this? A couple months. And did you realize that come the 13th, which is next week,
mm-hmm.
four months of this?
Yes.
CRAP. Yes.
So you and I were having a conversation the other day, and I asked you, like, is there ever going to be a pre-corona world? And, like, are we going to get back to it?
It's going to be different. It's going to be like post-9/11. It's going to be post-corona.
It's just, I don't know. I mean, but essentially, like, post-9/11, like, we talk about it, and we obviously memorialize it and that kind of thing, but, like, we were able to, for the most part, continue living, and I feel like this has affected everything.
A little more so, yeah.
9/11, like, you have to now take your shoes off at the airport. Yeah, like, you have to be okay with being
travel,
screened for traveling. But
air
this
travel
is like,
and big events are the biggest, in my opinion, too.
Things that have changed.
Yeah, areas in our life that have changed during that. And those are huge changes, still are.
But they're so normal now. Like, I can't imagine going into a huge concert with thousands of people and not
going
through a metal detector. So now
going to a U2 concert, it's normal to wear a mask. That's exactly what's going to happen.
You think that's what's going to happen?
Yeah. This whole, you know, put stickers down on the floor 6 feet apart, that's a very great, awesome reminder of what you need to do, and I totally agree with that, but you cannot have a world 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what it's going to look like. It's just super freaky to me. Never, ever, ever would I have thought that one event could affect us for 4 months, like it's about to.
It's going to be longer, for sure.
8 and 12, because I sternly do not believe that we will ever have an effective vaccine, because it's a coronavirus.
Sure.
So, anyway, we are not going to talk about coronavirus today.
We're not.
So
we don't have anything else to talk about. We've been doing it for 4 months.
Gosh, it is. And so, let's just leave that there.
So,
I
was going to say, one of the things I put on our agenda to talk about was some of the positivity and things that we're doing within our practices to kind of, again, keep things up. We talked about this months ago when we had our split staffs at Russell Ridge. We were doing, crazy hat day, random shirt days. We had Hawaiian day. You know, we had partaken in our fair share of after shift, end of the week
celebrations,
drinks, you know, like before we left the clinic and that kind of thing. But we are for the first time going to get a shirt made for the staff that is not one of our colors, which I think is pretty amazing. The fact that we can incorporate it, and it's going to be a brighter colored shirt. Not that our shirts aren't bright, but it's a pink or a coral color.
Coral, I think, but it's not white, it's not gray, not light blue, not Lake Lanier blue,
totally different.
Blue Ridge Mountain blue.
I think it's gonna be uplifting. I mean, our staff during this time has really enjoyed, I guess, the flexibility of wearing their GVA shirts. Historically, we're always very strictly uniform, right? Like, shirts are for Fridays only,
right?
We tried to enforce that in the beginning, and it just, like, then a Tuesday was a Friday, and then a Wednesday was a Friday, and then a Saturday was a
Friday.
And then, so now it's just kind of, we've definitely allowed people to be a little bit more liberal that way, and wear their shirts whenever. And so I think offering this pink summer, spring,
it's
happy,
not pink, it's coral.
But this happy shirt, is something positive. And so, in a time like this, we need every ounce of positivity we can get.
Yeah, so Rhonda and Jen primarily designed the shirt. Did they give you any insight as to why they wanted this design?
Actually, the design idea stemmed from Dr. Reese. Dr. Reese sent us, in no offense,
Dr. Reese,
but a very rough sketch of a t-shirt idea back months ago. And she said, you know, hey, like, if you're ever thinking about shirts again, here's what I'm thinking. And basically it incorporates our core values, which are...
I care.
Innovation.
Caring or care.
Accountability.
Respect.
And engagement.
Yeah.
So, basically, they took that rough sketch and somewhat livened it up with some more summer color. Somehow, they incorporated a lei, a circle.
A what?
A lei, like a Hawaiian lei, around our current logo. And within that, they've embedded the words. So, the basic idea came from Dr. Reese.
Yep.
The, I guess, more creative aspects of it became more Jen and, I guess, Rhonda's influence as well. But I don't know. Like I said, I feel like we've talked now for 3 minutes about a t-shirt, but it's super exciting.
Yeah, well, this is what podcasting is all about, I think. So, so historically, we have made these shirts, and only the staff have been provided them.
Correct.
But now, moving forward, we're going to have roughly 20 to 40, depending on the day of the week that the shirts come out, extra shirts available. And we're going to go ahead and sell those to our clientele, mm-hmm. most likely.
Yep.
And all the proceeds from those sales, which hopefully will completely sell out, will go to our care fund.
Yeah, that'll be super exciting. Just to commemorate, is that what you said? Is that the right word, commemorate?
Sure.
Okay, so commemorative, right? So commemorate. Anyways, I feel like I'm super confused about that word. But to remind us about what we're going through, we did put our hashtag GBA Strong,
yes.
and then the year 2020 on those sleeves as well. So hopefully next year we can pull those out of the closet and look back
kind
on
of
it.
Memorialize and remember COVID-19 in 2020.
Yeah,
for sure.
Some other positive things. Hamilton Ridge Animal Hospital is getting a bit of a facelift. So if you're a Hamilton Ridge client, the next time you're allowed to step in that practice, which still unknown of the date, but the next time you do, it will look totally different to you.
Yeah. So you and I talked about this yesterday, actually. We built the first three hospitals, Russell, Hamilton, and Appalachia Ridge, with very purposeful intent on making the front lobby look like your home.
Sure.
And Russell still is very much that way.
Mm-hmm.
Appalachia got renovated 2 years ago.
Almost 2 years, yeah.
And we changed it up a little bit. Still very warm, friendly colors. Hamilton was a little bit outdated.
And they had actually just gotten painted probably less than 5 years ago.
Yeah, but not the right colors.
Not the right colors.
So we went ahead and updated those colors, and we're going to go ahead and kind of, I don't know, I guess I feel like we're moving a little bit away from the residential feel, but it's still is very comfortable.
Yeah.
But a little more modernized.
It's kind of like if you're looking for a new home, right? So you can essentially...
Okay, stop. So, trim color years ago, I don't know if it's 10, 15, 20, it went from white to dark and chocolate. And chocolate color trim was so in for about 2 years, and then it became so out.
I have no idea really about all that, but I'm just saying, like, let's say you're looking for a new home, and you look at a house that was built in, I don't know, early 2000s, late 99, or late 90s, there's just that aura, that feel that it just seems outdated. And that's what we were looking at with the colors at Hamilton Ridge Animal Hospital.
Yeah.
And so nothing has really changed as far as the hard objects in the building.
Well, that's not true. I hung a new 65-inch television.
Yeah, but I'm saying like walls didn't move,
okay.
Counters didn't move, that kind of thing. So it's not been renovated that way. But it has been facelifted or changed in the way that the colors bring some modern flair to it. So it's still very comforting and inviting. And hopefully Jen and Rhonda can get some wall art and coverings that kind of display that as well. And obviously stick true to the brand. So again, every small shred of positivity we can find. But I think it's great. And the fact that we can do that for that practice during this time is fantastic.
Yeah, and even better during this time that clients are not having to deal with the construction process. So, okay. Did you come up with the word of the week?
I didn't.
The dog we saw today.
We've had that word before.
Proptosis.
Uh-huh. I knew you were going to go there. I think we've basically like
all the
done
words
every single I word.
In 69 episodes.
Possible. Maybe. Actually, so what's funny, I was thinking about this actually yesterday because Lance and I were talking about something and he said he was reading off something about from a magazine, from an article, and you become like a specific type of chef when you can prepare an egg more than 100 ways. Have you ever heard of that?
No, but I have a word. It's so, actually two words.
But listen, so I thought that was interesting because I instantly thought about our podcast. I was like, can you really prepare an egg more than 100 ways? Like,
you
that just seems crazy.
Can.
But then I was like, there's got to be more than 100 ways to do a lot of different things.
Okay.
So anyways, I started thinking about the eye. I'm like, I wonder if we have 100 words for the eye. So anyways, totally going like off in a
there,
tangent
there
here.
There should
but
be at least 100 medical terms regarding the eye.
Yeah.
Anisocoria, keratitis, you know, fill in the blank.
Okay, I thought you were going to keep going.
No, I'm going to stop at two. So my word of the week is actually two words, and it is Foley artist.
totally
non-veterinary. Yeah, Foley artist. And you and I talked about this like 4 days ago, I think.
Probably.
Describe what a Foley artist is.
So I guess in my understanding of a Foley artist, it is someone who creates off-screen sounds and then matches them up to what's happening on screen.
Right. So for instance, a horse or a herd of horses in a Western scene in a movie going down the road, left to right, right to left. And it's the and they're making these sounds because the horses are not, I mean, they are making the sounds, but they're not going to be recorded.
So I started watching Yellowstone and I shared this with you and you said you were going to start watching it because a lot of people in your family watch Yellowstone. But so I started watching this and there's this scene where there's like two cowboys and they're practicing like,
Roping something.
Is it roping? I was going to say
herding. It's called roping, yes.
But it's roping a cow.
Steerhead.
A cow.
But was it a steer head stuck
no,
in
it
a
was like a
bale
little,
of hay?
No, it was a real baby cow, and they
okay.
were like in a
okay,
corral.
They're not called baby cows. Cows are mature female bovine.
Okay, so this was
a calf. Okay.
It wasn't like a baby, but it was definitely a calf. It was younger than, like, it could go to slaughter, if you know what I mean. So anyways, and I kept hearing this noise or whatever, the horses, and then you hear the cow, and yes, everyone, thank you. You can laugh at my my
good,
acoustics
good
there.
You're a very good Foley artist.
But I was trying to listen very hard to see if it was the same sound just repeated, and I certainly couldn't tell. Huh. So if it is, those people that do the Foley sounds for Yellowstone are freaking awesome. Not to mention, like, they probably are because Kevin Costner's
is
like the director.
Is it freaking or frickin'?
Stinking. That's okay. There. They're right. Stinking. Stinking awesome. But literally, I found myself listening, not even paying attention, but listening to the sounds to see if they were repetitive. And they weren't. So.
Okay. So we're not even going to talk about news stories today.
Why not? But because I was going to say, so much different than like the Three Stooges. So if anyone's ever seen the Three Stooges, right? Those Foley artists, it's like he bumps them on the head and it's like bonk. It's like a 2 second delay, bonk. And it doesn't sound at anything like someone getting hit on the head.
They're better than 2 second delays, I think.
There's a delay.
Okay. So
Nothing at all like hearing the two horses and a cow in a corral on Yellowstone.
okay,
Just saying.
Yellowstone, Angels, watch of the
My
month.
current obsession,
Yeah.
yes.
So let's talk about, I guess, species and young,
Oh gosh.
old.
Did we go to the word of the week? Oh, foley artist. Did I get it
Foley
right?
artist. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, people, I think I kind of chimed in and said people like da-run, 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 making
Okay.
noise. So, all
So
right. So,
species. Oh, don't yell.
what is a young dog called?
A puppy.
What is a young lamb called?
A kid. No, that's a
That's
goat.
a goat.
I don't, are they not the same?
It's called a
That was a trick
lamb.
question.
What
Okay,
is a
so
young porcine called? A super young
piglet.
piglet. What's a little bit
So
older?
a fielding, a gelding, something, I don't know.
Pig.
Listen, so COVID, there was an email that went out today. So COVID-19 has yet again once ruined something that we had planned. We
Yeah.
had planned a baby shower
Yeah.
for a couple of our pregnant staff. And so this is totally reminding of like baby shower games. Have you ever been to a baby shower?
I have, but I've never played games like this.
You've never played games
So.
at a baby shower? Like that is the literal only reason to go.
Okay, anyway, back to the game. Pregnant bovine, or could be pregnant because she's old enough,
A
is called
cow.
a
A
cow.
cow.
Young bovine, not ready to be impregnated.
Heifer.
Wow, that's great. Male breeding
Wow.
horse.
The fact that you look so
Yeah, I didn't know
like
you knew heifer.
amazed that I knew that. So can I tell you a story real quick?
Yeah.
Again, since we're not going to talk anything like
Other than
truly
just,
news stories in veterinary medicine today, do you remember the world of AOL Instant Messenger? Did you ever have an AOL Instant Messenger?
AOL, but not Instant Messenger. I remember the world of AOL. That was my first computer I bought for my
With
home.
dial-up,
And you would
dings,
go in and then like 3 minutes later, you may or may not get a connection.
it's
So,
connecting, yeah.
yeah.
So you never had an Instant Messenger account.
No.
Okay. So you were working at the time, right? Like
Yeah,
you
still
were
am actually.
graduated of college, like
Graduate,
married.
college graduate, yep.
Yeah. So I was not, and one of my screen names
Oh my gosh.
was Roasted Fish Heifer.
I was going to say heifer something, and you said roasted fish, and I'm like, oh, it's totally off, but roasted fish heifer. How did you come up with that name?
So I used to watch this TV show called Rocco's Modern Life, and his
Called
friend,
what?
Rocco's Modern Life,
Thank you.
he was like a wallaby, and his friend's name was Heifer, but I'm
Wow.
pretty sure Heifer
Was this a
was
cartoon?
a boy. Yes. And so anyways, that's
Good
where like
gosh.
it all came from. So I do know a little bit about heifers, is all I'm saying.
Okay, what is a similar to a cow but a sheep? What's it called?
A sheep.
No. Pregnant or can be impregnated?
Oh, I don't know anything about sheep.
U E
EU.
W E.
That's not exciting. Let's talk horses.
Okay.
Well,
Pregnant or could be pregnant.
female?
No, let's say could be pregnant female horse.
Mare.
Is pregnant female horse.
Pregnant mare.
I may be wrong on this. Pregnant horse or could be pregnant horse with multiple horses on the ground.
What does that mean? Like
Brood, it's
sh
brood mare is what I'm going for.
Oh, okay.
Brood mare. Male newborn
Colt.
horse.
No, gelding. Coltling.
Colt, but around Georgia, it's really called a horse colt. So
Why do
horse is
they have
more
to call
male.
it
Horse
horse?
colt. Yep.
That's so weird. And that's a Georgia thing?
Castrated male horse is a, you
Horse.
just said, starts with a G.
It's gelding.
Yeah.
It's also known as a horse.
Or a horse. A horse is a horse, of course, of course. Goats.
Well, we didn't talk about the intact male. That's my favorite. The stallion.
Okay. Or?
I don't know.
Stud.
Oh, yes. It's only if he's breeding.
So horse coat, stud coat is like kind of a juvenile. I'm like using my hands.
Yeah, you're really depicting and describing with your hands here. So you would really only use those in like a breeding world.
Yeah.
Right? Like the horse, the stud colt, the stud stallion.
So Jaritza today, we had a case come in, an older, Jaritza is one of our RVTs.
She's been on the podcast.
And she brought up today, if it looks like a duck, if it, she's like, what is this thing? If it looks like a something, sounds like, I'm like, yeah, it looks like a duck, sounds like a duck, quacks like a duck. It's probably a duck. And this was a 8-year-old.
I'm pretty sure the saying is, if it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, must be a duck.
That's basically what I said.
You said sound and quack, though. I mean, that's like the same thing.
Okay. But. So anyway, we had a 8-year-old female intact dog that came in with bloody vaginal discharge, copious. And she's like, oh, yeah, what is that saying? I'm like, yeah, this is a pyometra. Which is, by the way, the word of the week.
Pyometra. I feel like we've had it before.
Pyo meaning pus, mitra meaning uterus. So pus-filled uterus.
We've definitely had that before.
So anyway, good job, pyometra.
Yes.
2 weeks running. Or not 2 weeks running, but twice in the word of the week.
Twice in the word of the week. The reason being is because we always try to find things that are current and happening in our hospital.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we see some of the same repetitive things.
Over and over again. But super sweet dog. She's doing well tonight and expected to recover very well. So, okay. No news stories is where I'm going to go. Let's sign off. Let's talk about briefly the happy... No, it's healthy pet. Happy life.
Yes. Tagline. So, what's funny is... you're probably going to roll your eyes, but Lance listens to our podcast, right? Religiously. He usually gets a little bit behind and then he listens to them probably on like 3 times fast. So he doesn't really have to listen to us. But he said, what is that tagline that Dr. Miller's talking about? Because in the one podcast, he said it like 3 different ways.
Healthy life, happy long. Yeah. Sorry, Lance.
So it's healthy pet, happy life.
Yeah. And so where we're going with that is if you keep your pet healthy, they're super happy. They're going to live a long life. But the reason you have a pet in your life is to make you happy. And the healthier they are, the happier you and they are going to be. And so today I came up and told Jen and Rhonda, by the way, I looked at our My Georgia Vet Rocks t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I'm so brilliant. And I tried to get the words out of my mouth and didn't happen correctly, as often happens. But My Georgia Vet keeps my pet healthy, which makes for a happy life. So again, it's very hard, but you know what I'm saying. Healthy pet, happy life. My Georgia Vet ensures a healthy pet and a happy life.
I think it's, so personally for me, I think it's better when we don't explain it that much.
Okay.
It's kind of like...
just like healthy pet, happy life, period.
Yeah, because I think it could mean things differently to other people. But like, as we've talked about, right? Like, we want people to provide good health care. It's good for everybody. We say this often in the practice, right? We want to educate,
yes, everybody. And
always make the best recommendations. It's one of the things that we pride ourselves on because it's best for the pet, it's best for the client, it's best for us as far as the business goes, right? Because in the end, veterinary practices are businesses.
Yeah.
And if we do all these things for the right reasons, then we don't really have to focus so much on the business aspect, which...
yeah. We've always said, if you do the right thing for the right reasons, everything falls into place. Absolutely. And this is one of those points in particular. Yes. Keep your pet healthy.
Yes.
Keeps them happy. Keeps the owner happy. Keeps us happy. Everybody is in a win-win situation.
Absolutely.
So, okay. Will you sign us out?
I certainly will. Make sure to check in next week as we discuss more in the news and in our industry, which we didn't really talk much about.
There's no news this week.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram at People, Pets, and Vets. I've made this promise more than once, but we are now somewhat simulated with our dashboard for other social media outlets. So you should see more stuff coming to that Instagram, and hopefully we'll be building our followers and that kind of stuff as well. So again, Instagram, People, Pets, and Vets. Follow all of our clinics on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Check out our blogs on our website at mygavet.com. You can also listen to our podcast on our website or wherever you're listening to this podcast, please hit subscribe. And remember, without people, pets are simply animals.
Bye, guys.